There are some who in the history of Christianity have struggled to reconcile different manifestations, situations in the Old Testament with the God of love that is revealed in Jesus Christ. But today in the Gospel, we see that Jesus bears witness to the fact that there is continuity. There is not one God and then another God, or one revelation and now a completely new revelation. When God speaks, he is, above all things, consistent. He is not yes one day and no the next. What Jesus is critical of today, and I said this over the weekend, whenever we see the word Jews, especially in John's Gospel in this section, it can be understood not just as the Jewish population as the whole, but of the particular group from Judah, the area around Jerusalem. So that's another way in which this could be understood, you know, the Judeans, the powers that be in Jerusalem, okay? So it's not just in general. He's speaking to a particular group that is there very near Jerusalem. The point being is that for, at least for the scribes and the Pharisees, they turn to Moses. The Sadducees even have the first five books of the Pentateuch. And they search through Moses and the writings of the Pentateuch, which they attribute to having been written completely by Moses, all of them. And they say that they know the scriptures. And they say that they understand them. But Jesus' critique of them today is that you do not understand the scriptures. If you understood them, if you received them, you would receive me. It is a testimony, a witness of continuity of God that at the time of Moses and the revelations of God and how it is manifest, it was all pointing to a future fulfillment. We see it very, very expressively borne witness to in the Passover lamb. Even John and his gospel begins where John the Baptist points out the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world. So all of the prefigurements, all of the ways in which a rock being struck and water pouring forth would prefigure Jesus' side and his heart being pierced with a lance as he hung upon the cross. The Passover lamb, we will soon be reading the passion in which he is crucified, but they do not break any of his bones. The same restriction that is placed upon the preparation of the Passover lamb. This is how you shall cook it, this is what you shall do, but you shall not break any of its bones. That's why it's probably John, I don't know the different passions that we read, who makes that point, making it very clear that they did not break his bones. He is the fulfillment of the Passover lamb. For those that are listening, see, this is the problem. They're self-assured that they know the scriptures and that the scriptures, as they understand them, seemingly are contrary to this man, Jesus, who is before them. It's not that the scriptures say one thing and Jesus says another. It's just that they don't understand the scriptures. And that's the simple point that Jesus is making to them. It is interesting, my brothers and sisters, when we engage the world and the world wants to tell us about who Jesus is. Don't you think that you find that fascinating? when Time magazine wants to put Jesus on the cover and then write an article by someone to tell you who Jesus is. And often the words that they will use in describing Jesus are very flowery, very complimentary, very dotingly upon him. In fact, they will critique the Christian for not actually obeying what Jesus himself said. They will hold the Christian as a hypocrite who doesn't even follow the one whom they claim is their Lord and Messiah. But in all of their complimentariness of Jesus, they miss the mark. They miss who he is. A great teacher, a great philosopher, a great prophet, a great figure of this, a great figure of that, a great revolutionary of social justice, a great this, a great that. They miss the point that it is God incarnate, the Word of God made flesh and dwelling in our midst and revealing the Father, so that through the revelation of Jesus we might have life and truth and light. We need God to reveal himself to us. And so may we receive Jesus' words not as the words of a holy man, of a great prophet, of a wise sage, but as he truly is, the Son of God, incarnate and flesh before us. Amen.